Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
And so it's that time once again where I'm going to count down my personal opinion of my top whatever albums of given year, because the world is just dying to know.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs, the podcast that comes at you daily. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster. Welcome to another episode. We are in the midst of our 2022 Best of Countdown, which we traditionally do in January. We've got two more picks today, a couple more very interesting choices that were very intriguing, and one of these albums I almost completely forgot about. I really think that's another great thing about doing this January countdown, is you can get reminded of stuff that came out early in the year or in the summer, and remind yourself how much you dug it, and that's always a good thing. We're working on a playlist. We're going to put all these songs and albums together for you, so that'll be ready as we wind down toward the end of the month. But thanks to everybody who sent in their picks, and without further ado, let's hop to it.
Hey, Pat, Jim, interns, community, Jason Global checking in from New York City. Hope are doing well, and happy 2023 when you're hopefully listening to this. Here are my picks for album of the year and song of the year. This was a very hard year to make these selections and narrow this down to one of each, as this was just such a great year in music, but these are the ones I'm going with. For album of the year, I'm picking something that I selected in June for May New Music. It's Porridge Radio's Water Slide Diving Board, Ladder to the Sky. I just love the angsty, hypnotic sound of this band. I love the lead singer's voice. The songs just suck you in. And for me personally, this was something that was definitely not on the radar that I fell in love with, which is just an extra bonus for me at the end of the day. The song I'll pick this time is the song Back to the Radio, which kicks off the album. I just think it's representative of the sound of the band. And for me, every time I put this on, it made me want to listen to the album in its entirety, which I did repeatedly in 2022.
Lock all the windows and march up the stairs, and you're looking to me, but I'm so unprepared for it. Nothing's the same, and I swear that I'm haunted. It's not fair to you, and it's not what I wanted, but we cannot get better. Together, the same as we've always been, laughing and talking, but I want to cry to you, laughing and talking, but I want to cry to you. Sit still, do nothing. What if it mattered? I'm trying to help without breaking or shattering.
For song of the year, I'm going to go with something with a country-ish feel. It's from an artist that I think a bunch of us were excited about when we heard she was releasing a new album. And the album definitely did not disappoint. It was one of my favorite albums of the year, but I'm going to just single out a song from it, Angel Olsen's Big Time. And the song I'll select is the title track, Big Time, which was my favorite of the year. Song came out at the beginning of the summer, and this was just a great sit outside, lounge, soak in the sun, and have this on the background while you're just enjoying a great summer day. I love the country-ish feel of this song. There's a great slide guitar that goes throughout the whole song. I love the lyrics. This is a love song and a great love song to boot. I just, again, think this was a great song, and that's why I'm picking it for my favorite of 2022. That's it. Thank you again for letting me chime in throughout the year. Thanks to you guys for Suburb Fest, where I got to meet a lot of great members of this community. Thanks for this great community. Thanks for starting up a radio station this year. And thanks, as always, for this great podcast.
Interns and fellow suburbanites, this is Jay Ignacio, usually calling from the suburbs of Louisville, Kentucky, but now for the holidays in the beautiful Philippine Islands. 2022 has been a great year for new music. Shout out to my close seconds like Mitski, Tori Moi, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Novena, and the almighty Boris. My album of the year was The Last Thing Left by this South Korean indie band, Say Sue Me. Their sound has been referred to surf gaze, a play on their seaside home of Busan, mixed with the shoegazy sound of slow dive. For this album, The Last Thing Left has an undercurrent of melancholy. This might be due to this being the first album since the original drummer passed away. The gentle quietness reminds me of bands like The Softies and Tiger Trap. Despite all this, the album also has a breezy indie pop side, the type of indie when indie was twee, and released on 7-inches on labels like K and Sarah. My favorite song on the album was Around You. It is a jangly catchy affair that played on repeat. Think of bands like Heavenly and you would be close. In the end, Say Sue Me is a great band, and The Last Thing Left is a great album. song of the year was a tough choice between Joji's devastatingly heartbreaking song, A Glimpse of Us, Horse Girl's post-rock masterclass, Anti-Glory, but I chose Steve Lacy's sunny but bittersweet hit, Bad Habit. Some of you might know Steve from his vocal and guitar styling on Vampire Weekend's album, Father the Bride, or you may know him as part of the alt R&B group, The Internet. In 2022, he released his debut album, Gemini Writes. You might have heard of Bad Habits if your kids use TikTok or Instagram. Simple chorus, I wish I knew, I wish you knew you wanted me, was all over social media. Definite earworm that stayed with me all year. I'm not sure why I like this song. Maybe it's because Steve is part Filipino. Or maybe it's a surprising beatboxing bridge and outro. From doing some research, apparently many people hate this song. But I loved it and couldn't stop playing it. Have a great 2023. Mobile Play.
Wanted me, I wish I knew. It's a bad habit. Kinda mad that I didn't take a step at it. Thought you were too good for me, my dear. Never gave me time of day, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I think are sure, yeah. I wish I knew.
All right. Thank you very much, Jay Ignacio. Good to hear from you, sir. Hope you are doing well. And of course, Jason Goble, thank you for all you did throughout the year to provide us with new music picks and a great time hanging with you at both Suburbs Fests, which was a lot of fun. And certainly, and thank you for your choices. Angel Olsen is another example of one of those ones I forgot about. So let's recap what we heard from Jason. We had Porridge Radio. The album was Waterslide Diving Board Ladder to the Sky, which came out on Secretly Canadian in 2022. The song was Big Time from the album of the same title by Angel Olsen, came out on Jag Jaguar in 2022. From Jay, we had the band Say Sue Me. That's spelled out S-A-Y-S-U-E-M-E, song from their album The Last Thing Left on the Damnably label. We heard Around You. And finally, with the song Bad Habit, it was Steve Lacy from his album Gemini Writes, which came out on the RCA label last year. All right, thanks everybody for listening, as I said, and we will talk to you with two more picks tomorrow. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster, and we'll see you then.